Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. And as I said last week, we will begin to look at another one of those the series of what the word the means, and that is one and only. There is no other. So today we will start looking at the resurrection. Now, if we read the Bible, we will find there has been many resurrections, and all who have lived from Adam to the present someday in the future will be resurrected. But this all can only happen because Jesus Christ is the resurrection. Wow, is the resurrection. And he is our life. Now, last week I gave some homework of which I hope you completed, but don't worry, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands here, but I ask you to read John 11, 25 and 26. And so Brother John writes, "So Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." My friend, resurrection is victory over death. Resurrection is not merely life, it is life from out of death. Thus, by definition, death has been conquered. It's been overcome and defeated if, that most important word in the Bible, if there has been a true resurrection. Now, in one sense of the word, when Jesus raised people from the dead, there was a victory over death. But in those cases, there was simply a reversal of death, and the one raised was raised to the same old life as before. This is not the case with the resurrection in Christ. Resurrection in Christ is unto a new kind of quality of life. More specifically, resurrection in Christ is unto his life. It is unto him, Christ, as our life. You know, many Christians today believe that Jesus died and was raised up to life to appease the anger of God and to improve the human race. Many Christians think that all God did was to give the human race another chance for a clean start. But oh no, my friend, this is serious error. Jesus did not come to improve the human race. Rather, he came to end it through his death. Let me say that again. Jesus did not come to improve the human race. Rather, he came to end the human race through his death. Unless we see this, we will never understand redemption. Jesus was the last Adam. The entire human race was perfected only in him, in Christ, as he represented himself as the Lamb without sin. And when he, Christ, was crucified, the entire Adamic race ended at the cross. This was God's intention. When Jesus said, "It is finished," in John 19 and 30, that was not his physical life he was talking about, but what was finished was the salvation and the redemption to buy back man from the slave market of sin. Better said, it was God's hope and plan for Jesus' death on the cross to be the way man's sin could be dealt with finally and forever. Remember, the well-quoted verse John 3:16 is not written to everyone. Oh no, God wishes, God hopes, it is God's wishes and his, you know, that none to be lost. But the promise of everlasting life is found in John 3:16 is only for those that whosoever believeth on him and would not perish but have everlasting life. And for those who do not believe in him, strangely, will have everlasting life too, but their destiny for not believing will end them in the lake of fire. John writes in Revelations 20 and 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire forever and ever for their everlasting life." Now, if the cross was the potential death of human race, then the resurrection, therefore, was the birth of a new race. Let me say that again. If the cross, in which it was the potential death of the human race, then the resurrection, therefore, was the birth of a new race. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, and that word therefore means because what has been said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. In the Greek it says all things are passed over. Behold, stop, look, and listen. All things are become new. Wow, this is surely new life, but it is a different type of life. A new creature in Christ is a person who has been raised with Christ, and thus one with whom Christ himself dwells. Paul described this in this way in Romans 6, 3 and 5. Know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death, not his life, into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should be walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Wow, boy, I like that. Well, I hope you understand this, my friend, because if not, you may not be saved. You know, many people ask, why do I say such things like, you may not be saved? Why do you judge my salvation? Well, I'm not doing either of the two. But Jesus tells us in Matthew 13 and 17, now open up your spirit here, my friend, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom of God and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and that would be a man or Satan, and catches it away, that which was sown in his heart. This is he, because received the seed by the wayside. You know, you can hear preaching and teaching all day long, my brother. However, never get it. And if we do not get it or understand it, what good has it done for us? Well, none. Too many Christians are in the boat, and the boat is full of holes, and it is sinking. That we must have an understanding of what a truth is at the heart level. Let me say that again. We must have an understanding at the heart level of what truth is. Trial and error will never work. We can only believe what we truly know. Let me say that again. We can only believe what we truly know. If Christ dwells in us, then this new life is eternal life. It is resurrection life. But resurrection life in Christ is more than simply a kind of life that cannot die. Rather, now open up your spirits again here, my friend. It carries victory over death. Why did Jesus come? Well, many Christians would say to give us life and give it more abundantly, John 10 and 10. Well, usually they're selfish Christians. And this is true, though. But you know, a much better reason for Jesus to come to earth is to destroy all the works of Satan, if we allow him to do so. John writes in 1 John 3 and 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil committeth sin from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God, that will be Jesus, was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The last enemy is death. This victory was sealed when God raised Jesus from the dead and out of death. But this same Jesus dwells in us. Wow, the same Jesus dwells in us. Wow. Thus, all that he is, all that Jesus is, through that resurrection, dwells in us also. In Christ we share if we will believe and yield. Full victory. We share full victory if we believe and yield. Next week we'll begin to look at Christ, our life, as we continue to look at Christ the resurrection. Wow, Christ the resurrection. He is our resurrection. He is our life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you're getting it, you're understanding this, you know, that Christ is our resurrection, and since then we have his life, and we don't have the old Adamic nature anymore. Because if you don't understand this, as we saw in Matthew, then my friend, you may not be saved, and this would be horrible. Talk to you next week. God bless. Have a great week. Amen.